Grow Great is a city government leadership podcast with Lisa Norris and me, Randy Cantrell. Each week we share insights, experiences, and wisdom to help you and your leadership grow great. Our website is growgreat.com.
So we are on part five of this mini-series, Seven Dangerous Enemies of Great Leadership. This particular one is now on need for control. We just spoke about lack of vision, hesitation, poor understanding of people. Our last week was ego, and this week, need for control, which is very related to ego. And, you know, it's interesting on the challenges with control. We probably all either experienced it or have done it ourselves. Something you love, you have to give up. Something you are managing that you have fixed and you don't want to let go. A passion project. It can be a variety of things. But I think for the context of this one, we really focused on leadership and leading with needing a sense of control. I've seen it honestly on this one. I've seen it both good and bad. The good being when if there's somebody that's really good at control and very organized, they are the best people at creating processes, fixing things, SOPs, and getting an entire process fixed. Challenge. They focus on tasks and not people. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen a control freak do great in certain roles and jobs. But for leadership, it is really difficult if you cannot release control or don't know how to release control. Because in order to release control, you have to teach and mentor. And a person that loves control might release the reins a little bit, but as soon as they see there's a failure or a break in the dam, they start pulling it back in and wanting to take that over again. Now, a lot of this, I believe on this particular trait only, it's sometimes how people are wired is what I found, Randy. I'd be open to argument, but I think some people are wired. That's just the way they're built, and they have to learn to manage it and control it for an effective leader. And I've seen people also do that. I've experienced people myself this is many moons ago. I had a leader I had two previous jobs, but in that case, she liked to say, I want you to do this project, and you start doing it with limited direction. And I was very young in my career, so back then I didn't know to be curious. I would just say, okay, my understanding is X and the output you want is X, correct? That was it. I didn't know to go, okay, I don't know where to even find that. So I just go start asking people,
right.
But I was very young. So I hadn't experienced this career journey to know you need it. When do you need it by? What do you need included? Who should be included? I didn't know to ask those questions. So I went around and I would try to do stuff. And then I'd turn stuff in and she's like, well, this totally sucks. Where did you get this from? Where did you get this from? This is not what I needed. The budget office needs X. And I'm like, okay. And so I go try to fix it. I'm like, what else would you like included? And then she's like, you know what? Never mind. I just threw that away and I'm going to do it myself. And I'm like, I just spent 4 weeks on that.
Yeah. Yeah, really, you know, build up your self-esteem.
But you learn if you listened to the prior session, what I've learned is that if you one learn to ask questions, you can manage that. You can manage up. You just got to ask the right questions to get what you need. And the leaders that truly care, they're going to listen. If you say, hey, I'd like to be exposed to this, but here's what I need. What I don't know is X, what I don't know is Y, and what I don't know is Z. So I'm going to navigate this. I'd like the opportunity to navigate it. What do you need to help you feel comfortable as I move through this? Because this is your baby, right? Those things seem to always work if you have a really great leader that just has this natural trait to be a driver and control. And a lot of great jobs, I mean, how many we've seen this? A lot of these great jobs are the IT people, finance people, budget people, they need control, but they need it for a reason, right? They do these great, they need control, they need to know what's happening, when it's happening to make everything work. So there are jobs and skills that fit those roles really, really well. There are jobs and skills that fit people really well. We always used to laugh, all my finance and budget friends, my current leader, she's got a finance background. And I used to say, when they'd ask me about money or dollars or numbers, I'm like, listen, I am not a numbers person. I'm a people person. So I need somebody checking me. it takes me 10 times longer to get there. I can get there. But you surround yourself, and the same with them. They're like, yeah, I'm not people. And they'll ask me for help on, I need to do a team builder. So you can balance each other through these skills. But working, this is one, it's a dangerous trait if it goes too far and you never let go of the reins and it's to the detriment of the team. They have a failure, you don't allow them the opportunity to succeed by coaching and teaching. I call it a ding. You ding them. Every time they have a failure, you ding them. You rip something away. You criticize, you critique. That's not going to be effective for any team, just naturally from any leadership trait.
Yeah. This is one of those need for control. So we're at this number 5 out of 7. I just don't think you can paint it with as broad a brush. Mm-mm. as I think a lot of people want to, because it's been said, and I think it's true, great leaders see the future first. So some of that control I have learned, especially in my own life, is not so much the need for control, but it's the need to try to reach this outcome, this vision that you see that other people don't yet see.
The need to get it right.
You know, so I was driven as a young leader and still am. I mean, there are things in my life right now, personally and professionally, I talk about the ideal outcome. I can see the ideal outcome. Okay, well, that doesn't mean everybody else sees the ideal outcome. But if I'm the leader and this is my life,
right,
and I'm going to determine this is the ideal outcome, now it's up to me to sell that, to get that proverbial buy-in
right.
from other people. And so I think there's that aspect of control. But then you get down to the subtext of what is on this chart, leads to micromanagement and stifles creativity and initiative. Now it gets down to Susie is on the line. She's doing her job. And I'm constantly over her shoulder and I'm constantly criticizing. I'm just constantly second guessing Susie's work at every. Okay, that's a whole different deal than a leader who sees the future first and who's selling this vision. Because we go back to number one. Number one enemy is a lack of vision. Well, any leader that has a vision is going to be a maniac on a mission. And there is a certain element of control that does go with that. But for me, it never was really control of trying to grab a hold of it. It was more control of trying to get everybody else to see it.
Yeah.
Trying to get everybody else on board, because culture was hugely important for me. It still is. It's a large focus of the work that I do. It's a big focus of the work that you and I are doing, to get this culture right and get everybody on board. I think the difficulty with this part, and maybe even the last one, ego, is that ability to be at a macro level, to see bigger picture, and then sometimes the need to get down into the weeds. You know, get your boots dirty. And sometimes you need to be there, and sometimes you need to be here, and it's knowing when to be where that's the hard part.
So much of this chart, and I encourage listeners, if you're just jumping into this mini series, we've got the last several weeks, and we've got 2 left. We also have the chart in there on growgreat.com for our podcast, so you can see the chart. But so much of this, Randy, in my opinion, it's not the individual dangerous traits. It's in combination, these things become extremely dangerous. So, for instance, the last three, if you have high ego and you don't understand people and you don't want to understand people, and then you're a control freak, all of those, it's like the perfect storm.